Hi, my name is Mikhail, and I just got my leaving cert results.
Tell me, how did it go?
I'm very happy. I got everything I needed. I got some surprising results now anyway. I didn't expect to get a French H2, and I got one, so I'm happy with that. So it went really well. I'm very happy.
So is it all part of the plan as to what you want to do? Do you think you'll get what you want in terms of college or whatever you're deciding to do?
I'm hoping I get what I want. The way I'm going to hopefully do musical theatre in Cork, but I auditioned for it, so I'm on the waiting list, so I have to wait till next week to find out if I actually got in. If all goes well, hopefully that. If not, I'm hoping to do dance in CSN, Claude Joseph and Nathan in Cork. So,
all right, okay. Yeah. Were you putting yourself under a lot of pressure in advance of this?
Not really, I'll be honest. maybe I should have put myself under more pressure, but... No, I was doing loads of extracurriculars. I was always up and down different cities and everything. But I'm happy it all came together and I'm happy with my results.
My name is Harry Bolger and I just got my leaving cert results.
How did you do? How are you feeling about today?
I was really, really happy. I was over the moon when I opened it this morning. It was out like 20 minutes early, so I got a bit of a shock. Someone texted me, they're out, and I was straight in logging in then. But it's great just to have the wait over and to be sort of know, well, we won't know until Wednesday, but just to have a fair idea of what you're doing and where you're going. And yeah.
Have you got that kind of a plan? Do you have what you do if you got what you wanted?
I have, really, yeah. I'm hoping to study medicine up in UCD, so all going well now, that'll work out on Wednesday, but I was very happy today.
Any results surprised you? Anything like, I thought I did better in an exam, or geez, I thought I did worse in that exam?
I suppose, yeah, I was a bit surprised with English, because it's always hard to know, it's so subjective, and I was really happy that I got on it, so that was the big one that I wanted to do well in, but yeah.
What was your parents' reaction?
I was actually home alone when I got the results, so
abandoned.
I was running around the house for a few minutes, but I gave them a call anyway then, and yeah, they're both really happy for it, you know. It's as much theirs, I suppose, as it is mine with all the meals and bring me everywhere, and yeah, no, I'm really thankful for them and all the support they've given me over the past couple of years.
Yeah, and had you put yourself under like pressure to perform? How did you manage that during the year?
Not too much, to be honest with you, really. My granddad would have always said that pressure is for tires, but at times you would feel pressure and you would sort of feel the weight of it coming down on you in the exams and everything. But overall, I'd say you just have to trust in yourself and, you know, put in your bit of work and hopefully it'll all work out. Yeah, that's how I felt.
I'm Keane Fleming and I just got my leaving cert results over the moon. Very happy.
Did you get what you expected?
I suppose what I expected, yeah. It was just nice to see the hard work paid off, like, you know,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
What was that moment like this morning? Were you ever going to go, oh God, would it all go wrong? Or?
It was relief, yeah. There's a lot of relief. I hadn't really thought about it until like last night about the dangers, I suppose, of it. So I was very relieved today,
yeah.
Opening him up.
What was your parents' reaction?
Oh, they're over the moon. Hugs all around, I think. My mother was very happy.
And how was the work like for the year? How was that balance, getting that right about trying to do your best, put the work in, dealing with the stresses that can come with?
Oh no, it was very difficult, obviously. Like, I was very much involved in football, so that kind of helped escape a bit of the stress. Now towards the end I had to skip a few sessions and stuff like that, but just staying involved in the sport has very helped me.
That balance of sport and the study as well helped out?
Yeah, even the school team as well. We had a good run on the school team, and then my club as well, I was still playing, so those kind of releases, I suppose, from the stress.
Yeah. And what are your plans? What do you hope to get Wednesday, or whatever you're deciding to do?
Accounting in UCC is where I'm going next, hopefully. I should have a bit of a safety net with the points, so happy enough.
And a bit of freshers football maybe next year.
Hopefully.
Okay, well listen, well done, and thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks very much.
Hi, I'm Jack O'Connor, I just got my leaving cert results.
Okay, Jack, how are you feeling?
I'm on cloud nine, I'm absolutely delighted. Obviously, I was like assuming the worst, hoping the best, and I'm delighted with it.
Did you think at any stage that something might have gone wrong? You have these worries about exams, and did I do really well in that, or did that question throw me, or did you cast your mind back to the exams when you're thinking about the results?
Definitely. Over the summer, I kind of forcefully erased it from my mind, but there was definitely some exams where I was like, oh, I don't know if I've done too well in that, and then I got the results, and I got a lot better than I expected, honestly. Okay. So.
Great. Yeah. What are the plans from here?
So hopefully I'm going to be doing business in Limerick. So I got above the points from last year, so hopefully I have it.
Hope you have it for this year as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some discussions, some talk maybe that like some of the grades weren't as inflated as they were in other years. Yeah. You weren't going against other people from who might have deferred the CEO entry. So there's that to kind of worry about, is there?
There is, I suppose. But at the end of the day, it's... Look, I got what I got, and I'm just happy with it. So, and yeah.
Your family delighted?
They're over the moon. My mom was more worried than I was, so.
Is that a lack of faith that she had in you, maybe?
I hope not. I hope it was just her loving me. So, yeah, she was more worried than I was. I called my father, and he was delighted, so. Yeah.
Okay. Listen, we're standing here in the grounds of St. Brendan's College. Are you going to miss it?
Definitely, without a doubt.
That's just the principal standing over there.
No, I definitely will. I have my brother coming in here now in first year, so I feel like he'll keep the tradition going, yeah.
Okay. Sean, listen, look, it's always a special day, I know, for the pupils, but also for ye, the staff, seeing what the results have been like.
It is, because it is a big part of the reason why students come here. It's a big part of their lives. And I suppose it's a big stepping stone moment for them. And for them, they go through it once. But this is my
30th every year.
This is my 34th year of Leaving Cert results, or 35th year of Leaving Cert results. And there is, you know, as a teacher, you give of your best. You're committed to the kids, you're working hard, and you want them to do well. And it is a measuring stick against us as teachers. And then I suppose in my role as school principal, we have a big picture here, the holistic kid. But today, the Leaving Cert results are important. And it is an important metric for the school. So to see them so happy, to see them buoyant and joyous and talking about accommodation and CEO points, in positive ways, it's just a great day for the school and a great day for us.
Is that part of what you do in terms of turning out, obviously, results, like you said, that metric, but also around the human being who's ready for college or apprenticeship or whatever they decide to do, or the workforce?
Absolutely. I mean, we go back to COVID, and every year we stood up in front of students and we said, oh, you know, you don't know what's coming in life. So we want you to be resilient. We want you to be responsible. We want you to be independent and confident and have a moral compass. But COVID showed us that we haven't a clue what the world is going to be like in 5 years' time or 5 minutes' time. And Jack mentioned his son or his brother starting in first year. That's it. The cycle keeps turning, and the school works for those young people to come out of here happy, confident, able, with opportunities, academic and otherwise. And that's the role of the school.
Yeah.
You know, it's far beyond just the Leaving Cert results.
Yeah.
And for some students today who the Leaving Cert didn't go well for, I'd have every confidence that all the other skills and attributes we've developed here in them as young people will support them in their next step as well.
Yeah. There's a lot of headlines and talk since COVID, great inflation every year. They're saying there's less of it this year to try and get back to 2019. Do you think the students themselves worry that much about that, or they just take it as it comes in terms of their college courses or the routes they may go down to get what they want?
Well, I think to go into my rowing world for a second, a rising tide lifts all boats, and a falling tide, it takes those boats down with them in an equal way.
Yeah.
So we've been speaking with them about that across the course of the year, not to fixate on the issue of grade inflation or otherwise. And as you can see, the lads you just talked to are across section, they're happy, they're confident that they've done well. And, you know, there are 3,000 post-Leaving Cert courses in this country, and there is a place for everybody.
Yeah.
And it will work itself out. And, yeah, you know, long after I did my Leaving Cert, I found my way through life, as did you, as it does everyone. Yeah. So they're slightly concerned about it because the media, if pardon my attack on you, yeah, the media are focusing on it. But in general, that will work out for them because the points will level out.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Yeah, and that's the important. We were talking to a number of people in the program this morning who were making that point about the different avenues, but also making the point that it's important to get out there in the workforce, but also to do your research, decide what you want to do. One of the lads there, he's doing drama. If he doesn't get out, he wants to do art or dance. Not necessarily points-driven, of course, but he obviously was very happy with the extracurricular stuff that he had done. So there's a load of different routes and a load of different careers out there for people.
Well, there absolutely is, Jerry. And like, so I'd say the first student in the door to me this morning, he'd got his results. He'd done really, really well. He'd come in off a building site. He's already started his apprenticeship. He goes, you know, in a way, is it a waste? And I said, it's a banker. You put it away, you park it,
yeah. You
fall back on it if you want. If not, it's one measure of his life in St. Brendan's, but there were so many other aspects to that, and one of those is a confidence that you don't have to go to college, that there are great, fulfilling, positive ways of taking the next step in life that doesn't involve UCC or UL. And I think that's an important message for our country and for our society as well.
Yeah. Okay. Sean, listen, you'll enjoy today, but you're straight back into it next week.
Oh, we're straight back. There, the transition years are behind you. Oh, doing team building. We're up and running. Okay. The new year is on.
Very good. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.